This morning I'm speaking with Andrew Munslow, and Andrew is the sound and lighting manager for the Act One Theatre, and I understand that he also makes a pretty mean coffee in the morning. Is that right, Andrew?
Oh, you caught me out. Yes, I like that title, manager, lighting and sound. That sounds very official.
Well, we want to elevate you and the theatre if we can, for sure.
Awesome. I'm in for that. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Andrew. Now, Andrew, for our listeners that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Act One Theatre.
Okay. Well, I think we've been around the place since the 80s. I've been there for the last 10 years with them, helping them out with lighting and sound. They're in Strathpine, obviously, just opposite the Westfield and near the council chambers. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We've been putting on plays there for years. We do one acts and we do full plays, all sorts of things. We have a full schedule every year.
Okay. What are one acts?
Oh, well, one acts are basically a play that's completed in what it says, one act. It doesn't go for 2 hours, like, you know,
yep.
or those sort of things.
Yep.
We tend to put maybe four of them on, so you get four different things within the time frame that you would normally go to a theatre.
Right,
four
okay.
different experiences.
Okay, yeah. So it's not Othello or anything like that?
Othello? You're going Shakespeare on me. Oh, dear, foul. Yeah, no. No, it's nothing like that.
Okay, so when and where are you actually putting these on?
Okay, so we're obviously putting them on at the theatre in Strathpine there.
Yep.
They're going on starting this Friday on the 27th of May for the two consecutive weekends. From there, we'll be having shows on a Friday and Saturday night. It'll start at 7:30 p.m. and we'll be doing a Sunday matinee for those of you who like to get late out of bed like me at 2 p.m. from the 27th to the 29th and then the 3rd to the 5th of June.
Excellent. Okay, so tell us, what have you got in store for us in these one acts?
Oh, boy. There's a love story, there's a comedy, and then there's a drama, and then there's a quick musical. So a bit of everything.
It sounds like you've got everything covered. Something for everyone.
We have.
Excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect? Tell us the drama, for example. Right. Tell us about what that one is.
Okay, well, the drama is called How I Killed My Mother. Sounds very dramatic. It's written by one of our locals, Pat O'Callaghan, and I won't give too much away, but it's about a woman who plots to kill her aging mother, and there'd be a lot of us who would like to do that, no doubt. Joking.
Well, that's okay. The local constabulary probably aren't listening anyway, but that's okay.
Look, it's only plotting. You don't carry it through.
Right, plotting. Gotcha. Okay, and there's three others on the night as well, isn't there?
Yep. So we've got Red Peppers, which is directed by Chris Sargent, and that's one of what they call a cycle of 10 one-act plays that were grouped under what was called Tonight at 8:30, and it was written by a famous writer, Noel Coward.
Oh, yes,
So it was quite ambitious. He put together 10 different short one-acts to try to revitalise the one-act play industry. It's a parody of a music hall act, and then it's about the interactions between those music hall people and just comic stuff to do with that. It opened in the West End back in 1936, I believe, so
wow.
It's been around for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty.
Hmm. If You Leave Me, now, so that's a little bit like the Mental as Anything song, but it's not about that. That, again, is written by Pat O'Callaghan. He's been a very busy boy writing away. That's what you can do when you're semi-retired. This plays a love story about a man and a woman reminiscing and facing the truth about the present.
Boy,
so that's our love one.
Couldn't we all do that?
Yeah. But this is the most important play of the four. I'm sorry to have to tell you, Roger. This is the one that I've written and directed myself.
Oh, well, then, and, there we go.
So let's spend the rest of the time talking about this. Yeah, so the Garage Band is a small musical that I've written. It's basically set in an alternate universe, or if you're familiar with the concept of a multiverse, where things can be different. And in this universe, we have the not-so-fab four, John, Paul, George, and Pete is still with them.
Right,
and
okay.
They're all in their midlife now, and they never quite made it. They sort of still get together every month, and they you know, hang out and play music and stuff, and yeah, we see what develops there. So it's sort of an excuse to play some Beatles songs, basically. But, yeah.
and play them badly, no doubt.
were you at rehearsal last night out the front? I thought I heard you. No, they sound almost identical to the real thing.
Oh, very good, very good.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Andrew, how do we buy tickets?
Okay, well, you can visit act1theatre.com.au on the website. I think there's a Try Booking secure link. That's what everyone uses these days, trybooking.com.
Yep.
You can get your tickets on there. It allows you to pick your seating just like you would in the cinema. It's all completely secure. We have secure pages and that sort of stuff there. You can follow us on Facebook and link to it from there. You can call us 0458 579 269. That's 0458 579 269.
Boy, you're going to take my job now.
Yeah, look out, I'm coming. You can have my job as a theatre swap.
No, I'm fine here, thanks, mate.
We do also welcome walk-ins now again, Roger, which is great. If you just last minute go, I might go down and see that thing. You can actually walk into a theatre again and hand over your cash and see it. It's brilliant.
It excellent. It's
so difficult for a while, yeah.
Very good.
The ticket, if you want to know the ticket prices, they're $20. They're $17 for concession. And if you join and became a member, that costs you $20 a year, and it's $12 a show. $12 a show, that's mental.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Right, these days it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so there's four different one-act plays being performed on two consecutive weekends, starting on Friday the 27th, right? Have I got that right? And again, and again the following weekend. So what other performances can we look forward to from Act 1?
We've got a full season booked, as we do every year. We'll sit down together and talk about it all. We've got coming up straight after these one acts, we have what's called a theatre fest, which is where all the local community theatre groups, Mousetrap and all the other ones up in Caboolture, they can all come together to our theatre. They get adjudicated by someone who's known in the industry. You come along and you watch them, so you get to see it from a slightly different angle as well. So we have that on, our theatre fest. In August, I believe, it might have been pushed back to the following month, we have a theatre restaurant on, and they're always good. You know, it's a bit of a sing-along, follow-along. I think this one's called Crackula. It's sort of half Dracula and half Rocky Horror, sort of based comic, sort of pantomime-y type, bit of fun, basically, you know, a bit of a roasting from the audience and backwards and forwards.
That's all good. Get the audience involved.
Yeah, it's always good. And then the last one we're doing is an Agatha Christie. Everybody loves Agatha Christie.
Absolutely.
Towards the end of the year, you know, and murder mystery, that sort of thing.
Very good.
Then we sometimes do a Christmas thing, like a Christmas get-together, and we just have a bit of fun and people that come along and...
Well, it sounds like there's love, there's comedy, there's drama, and there's music also to entertain everybody if they go to these one-act plays, and that'd be a great night for everybody, wouldn't it?
It's just like real life, isn't it, really? There's a bit of everything.
Isn't it what? Thank you, Andrew. We really do appreciate your time. Andrew is the sound and lighting manager from Act One Theatre.